This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
We've got a lot of interesting news coming out of the tech world today. One in particular, a story that apparently Vodacom slashing prices and granting free internet access to certain sites.
Right. This is the big story of the day, and it's a negotiation with the Competition Commission that's reached a conclusion. For those who might not remember, the Competition Commission issued a report last year and said its opening play was all the mobile networks need to slash prices, or sorry, Vodacom and MTN need to slash prices by like 50% in 2 months. And naturally, everybody said, well, that's impossible. Unless some folks come to the party, like if government releases some spectrum, then we can talk. Mm-hmm. Over the last few months has led to this, where Vodacom has said that it's going to cut the prices of across its whole product portfolio by 30% on the first, and it's committed to a 40% price reduction over the next 2 years overall. So, all in all, pretty good news for consumers. With price reductions coming down, and then in terms of the free data and stuff, what Vodacom is committed to is zero rating university websites, sites like Wikipedia, making it easier to access informational websites.
Does this mean that the others will follow, in your opinion?
So the Competition Commission has said that MTN is in injury time. I love that expression. And so they're still busy with negotiations. And the Competition Commission said it had hoped to actually have concluded these negotiations at the same time, but unfortunately it's still in talks with MTN, and so that'll happen in the next 2 weeks. So there will definitely be some kind of announcement involving MTN, and then the rest will, the Competition Commission's belief is that the rest will follow, and I think it's kind of natural, because what's happened now is Vodacom is going to cut its 1 gig data price to the same as what Telkom Mobile is charging. And then, you know, you might go, well, why am I staying with Telkom Mobile if I can get the exact same price for a gig of data over there at Vodacom, who has the bigger network?
So that's interesting, because one of the issues you wanted to raise with us today was the issue of something strange happening at the Telkom network. Was it that, or was there another story to that?
Yeah, it is a different story. It's a mobile telecom. It was heavy week this week, and we noticed something very curious on the Telkom network, and this has got to do with its new roaming agreement, curiously, with Vodacom, who we've just been discussing.
Yeah.
And so what we've been seeing is that, so firstly, the roaming agreement, well, the whole point of the roaming agreement was that wherever you don't have Telkom coverage, you should be able to get on Vodacom's 4G network where it has 4G coverage, otherwise 3G, otherwise 2G, right? And folks on the network are complaining that that's just not happening. The second they hit the roaming network, they get pushed to a much slower network. They never see Vodacom's LTE network. We actually went out and did tests to see where Telkom roams and what the Vodacom signal there is like. And we've been in an area where Telkom is roaming on Vodacom, and Vodacom is on LTE, and the Telkom is on Edge. And so there's definitely something weird going on there. And then I've had on multiple occasions had an issue where my data connection is being throttled. And when I enable a VPN that I've got on my phone, I use the Cloudflare VPN, suddenly my speed shoots up from under 1 megabit per second to over 14 megabits per second. That's just a massive disparity. And honestly, we asked Telkom for an explanation on this, but it was unsatisfying, to say the least. They kind of try to hand wave the problem away, but there's something very, very strange happening on the network that bears some in-depth explanation from them.
Wow, interesting stuff. And then finally for today, the story of possible regulation of Uber. What's the backstory here?
Yes, so this is a trend we've been seeing across the world and across these so-called gig economies. Whether it's Airbnb or Uber, we famously had the, or infamously, I should say, had the cases of intimidation and violence here in South Africa, with people, there were terrible violence committed against Uber drivers here in South Africa, and even passengers.
Sure.
And we've got, you know, a similar situation, in the guest house and hotel industry that are complaining about Airbnbs. And, the situation with Uber is that the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, has said that he's going to be tabling an amendment bill to the transport law that's going to empower the government to regulate services like Uber better. Folks who drive, Uber drivers rather, are going to have to register for some kind of special permit to be able to operate, which I think, goes some way to only be fair towards meter taxis that have to do the same process. But crucially, he's acknowledged the problems around the country with getting these permits. That's been the problem. Every Uber driver I speak to, It's especially an issue in the Western Cape. They say that they need to get these permits and they apply for these permits, but then they get stuck in limbo somewhere. And so they technically drive illegally. They've got the Western Cape traffic cops impounding their cars, but no forward movement from the local government itself to actually issue them with their permits. And so it's this typical situation in South Africa where lawlessness prevails because government makes it impossible to follow the law. And so hopefully this bill goes some way to fix those problems.
And hopefully it doesn't overlay a whole additional expense structure and make Uber uncompetitive, because, that's one of the great things. Personally, I've never taken a taxi in my life before up until Uber.
That's an important consideration.
Jan Vermeulen, I'm very grateful for your insights and
exactly right. And so it sounds like we're losing the connection. Sorry about that.
No, we are, unfortunately. Jan, I'm gonna leave it there. Thank you. We heard what was important and look forward to chatting to you the same time next week.